Big week in the U.S. Our beloved and anointed leader is coming our way from overseas, and hopefully you're going to make plans or have your DVRs and VBRs set up to watch. The paper this morning, The Blade, has a picture of him on the front, and they're expecting nothing less than surprises out of him. That's kind of what the headline says. So I hope that you're able to take some time and avail yourself to hear what he has to say and witness. I have friends going, so I'm anxious to talk to them when they come back to see what it was like. In fact, one of my friends is a deacon, and he's all excited about serving at the great mass that will be on the expressway. You can read about that later. Today, the gospel is powerful, especially that second one, but the reaction to Jesus that the disciples had when he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way here?" reminds me a little bit when I was a young lad, when I could be in the other room or in another place, and my sweet 5-foot green-eyed mother would say, "Douglas, what are you doing?" And I can remember the embarrassment going, how do you know? And I finally figured it out, came to the conclusion in my life that God blinds the eyes of little boys to the eyes that are in the back of their mother's heads. So much for that. But they were arguing, and Jesus calls them to point, and they were arguing about, as men often do sometimes, about status and where they are in this chain of command and who they are and what it is, because oftentimes to us guys, status is important. And Jesus responds to that statement, and responds to them arguing to one another about who's the greatest and who isn't. He takes a child. And he brings his child to them and in the midst of them, and he does an incredible gesture that I just love in what he does. He says that he puts his arms around them. He takes his arms around that child and holds on to them. Deacon, what's so significant about that? Children in those days were treated totally different than the way we treat kids nowadays. As far as it was concerned in society, a child in those days meant nothing. They had no status, they had nothing. They were pretty much, they didn't worry a whole lot about them. And so the problem then was, how long will that child even make it to adulthood based on the age, average age of living? But that gesture that he put around that child is so significant, even for us today. And that is status. We worry so much in the U.S. sometimes about status and where we are. And oftentimes we're guilty of judging one another by the cars we drive and the clothes we wear and where we live and what we do and what occupation we are. All about status. But to Jesus, status means nothing. Nothing. He doesn't care. What he cares about is you. And the incredible thing about all of this, that when he gave willingly of himself and died on the cross for us, he even did it for those that had no status, that meant nothing. And so I challenge you, for those of you on those days when you feel like you mean nothing and nobody cares and there's no status and nobody's listening to you, close your eyes and envision the mighty King reaching down around you and hugging you because he loves you, because he died for you just as he did for the President of the United States. Yes, he did. And so status in the Christian world, no. We're to love one another. And as Christians, we ought to watch out for one another. And we see one of those that might be like that child. We're encouraged, like the Lord, to reach out and talk to them and love them and let them know that they are loved. Did you catch in the second reading what we're supposed to be doing in our lives? It's a good word. We are to live what? Peaceably. Promoting peace, bringing peace wherever we go. So I'm hoping that just like that child who represents like a servant, and the servant had no status, that in the end of my life that you say about Deacon, you know what Deacon did? He showed us how to be a servant and serve. And that's the call God has for us today, is to look around and see, and when the opportunity arises us, that we can literally, just like the Lord, help someone who may not feel like they have any status out there. So let us be our prayer. like the one I have in my desk at work. And I pull my desk out first thing in the morning, it says this. It says, Lord, in my duties today and what I do, help me to see you in everyone that comes across my way.